Hi,
Hi.
how are you?
We made it
I know.
finally.
Thank you for rescheduling so many times.
Yeah,
Oh,
we
and thank you
appreciate
for
it.
working with me. Hi, Tara Taylor here by request, Josh Obule. Am I saying that right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
perfect.
Okay. For collaboration with the Internet is Dead podcast, please, Josh, be our guest on the podcast. We miss you. They miss you. It's been nutty, but I love
Yeah.
supporting young women and everything that they do. I was watching. Sure, I usually say no to podcasts, but I was like, I'll do
Aw.
for you guys.
Aw. Actually, because I found out about you through Charlotte D'Alessio. Yeah, I like watched her podcast that she did with Scarlett Lighthold, and they like talked about you. And then I was like, well, I have to go see her. And then I like literally that day, like made an appointment with you. And then like you went on her podcast and did an interview with her. And then I watched that and I was like, we have to get her on too.
And then
Yeah, she's
Samira sent
just
it to me, and I was like, well, I guess I'm getting an appointment too.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Oh no, it's lovely. Like it's I always like because when Charlotte asked me a few times, I was like, oh, eventually I was like, okay, all right, it's more. But I love supporting women and their careers and what they want to do. And I was there myself, right? Like when I was had somebody offer me my first office and said, when you start making money, then you'll pay me. So I always pay it forward in that. So her name is Pat.
That's
We
so
call her
sweet.
Trish. She's the best. So she knew I wanted. I was very young at the time, and she's like, "Come on, I'm gonna help you open up your first business and spiritual business to help people." Because I had helped her and I had known her, and so I always pay it forward.
To just like to start off, give people a summary who don't know you of how you, because Tara's a psychic. So if you could just give everyone like a background of how you got into your work for anyone who doesn't know you already. Because I know you mentioned that you've also done like a lot of like celebrity readings and like the Charlotte D'Alessio reading. So I'm curious about how you ended up in that position as well.
Sure. Yeah. So, gosh, it's been about 26, 27 years now that I've been doing sessions for the public. So first and foremost, when I was a little girl, I had experiences that I couldn't explain. So, I thought, so my dad's dad passed away, called him Papa. That was his name. So when he had crossed over, I remember waking up in the middle of the night and he was sitting on the end of my bed. And when you're seven, you don't really know what's going, like what death is or anything like that. So, and he would talk to me, he would say things, and then I would tell my parents and they would say, oh, you're having a nice dream. And then I would know things that I didn't know. And they were like, how does she know these things? So that was the beginning. But as I found out later, it's like there would be these experiences I had when I was young that, even before that. But that was the most vivid one that I remembered because it was a different sort of experience. And I've talked about it a couple times and like on radios or things like when I back in my past. And I have a book series that's based on my life right now that's been around for quite some time. But it's like I kind of tell these stories and it's kind of in the book. But it's not something that I chose. I thought everybody was like this, and then that's when I found out they weren't. However, but what I did find out as going through these experiences when I was younger was we do have them. For me, it's seeing and hearing. So the fancy name is clairaudience and clairvoyance. But we're all intuitive, and because at that time in the 80s and the early 90s, there wasn't the resources that were there. Thank God we have now, because I'm such an advocate of helping people understand the difference between what is intuition and what is a mental illness. Like, it's an intuitive voice, what is, or something that isn't. Like, nothing intuitive is going to tell you to do something bad. Okay, like it doesn't work, like, or harm or hurt somebody. If anything, it gives solutions, it helps people. So I've dedicated my life because of the experience I had, and we didn't have the resources. It's just like have a nice life, like figure it out. And I got tested for, making sure, and I was a happy kid and I was very quiet. But it was more of like good parents. They're like, oh, she knows things she doesn't know. Like, let's make sure there isn't any sort of mental illness. And basically they came back in the 80s and said to my parents, she's got this ESP thing, like have a nice life. Like there was no way around it. Right. So now, thank God, there's more resources, but I dedicate to that. So it is something I'm born with. I don't know anything different, but I'm an advocate for normalizing intuition. So when people say she's a psychic, she's a medium, it's like, so I'm more known as an intuitive counselor. So on top of knowing this or, like helping people, like, oh, you told me this and it came true, or this, like, yes, I'm known for that. Or I've connected with people's loved ones. Yes, I'm known for that. Oh, I've studied with Tara. Yes, I'm known for that. So it's like, so I'm a spiritual counselor, coach, slash this, slash me, slash, slash. So I do a couple of things. I'm very eclectic in kind of how that is. Yeah. But that's a lot. That's many years of being in that and studying it and getting deeper into it, and more because it was what I was trying to understand about myself as a young person. And then when I became a teenager, like my book series is based on that. It was a YA, is like, Then that's when my life started to kick off, when I accepted it, that this was what I was supposed to be doing, even though I wanted to have nothing to do with it. I just wanted to be normal, right? But in reality, it is normal. We are all intuitive. So a person feels things. I see them. So there's no difference. We all just have different ways on how we experience it. So some person may feel a sensation or hear it or see it or taste it or smell. Like, we are incredible intuitive beings having human experiences here. So that's kind of, if I was going to round it out as quick as possible. But yeah, so if anybody doesn't know me, it's coming and listening to this is, I'm an advocate for normalizing intuition and what it actually is and how we use it and how people use it without even knowing they're using it. And we have different terms for it, like instinct, gut, spidey sense. It's like we do things intuitively without realizing and then factually back it up or try to find things for it to make sense, if that makes sense.
Do you feel like you've had to train like that intuition a lot for you to get to the point where you are with it now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, my mentor, who came in when I was a teenager into my life, helped me understand it or to control again, there's my bunny ears, but to understand what was happening. Because it was so sporadic as I would go, because I couldn't control, and you go through hormones, it's like one minute I knew a whole bunch of things about this situation, but I wouldn't know about that situation. And that's kind of like the fun reason why we created the books was it is a character called Indigo, but it's me, wink, but I'm sure people figure it out. But it goes into those experiences of like, n you're not in control, not understanding, and it's a difficult time, and you're human. I mean, we all have these experiences, and then they get amplified, and some of us more stronger than others, but we're all still having those. And then what part do we trust in ourselves of that vision or that idea or that little voice inside of us? So again, I lean into that, but it is something that I really branched into further and further to really understand how it worked in me to control it. Also with Cindy showing me, plus going in into deeper, because at the time when I was really studying with Cindy and getting into that place, I also, there was a lot of stuff about the ego and, how the ego was bad and how, so that was really kind of popping up the same. So it's really trying to understand, because I was diving into this, but I would still have an ego like everybody else did, but I couldn't seem to control. It was like, let go of your ego. So what I started to realize was that, I found people struggled, including myself, where it's like, how do you know the difference between your intuitive voice and your ego voice? Because at times they can sound the same, right? So I got into that place of going, okay, there's going deeper and doing meditation and going like, how to one to rid? And it's like this light bulb finally went off. It's like, ridding yourself of ego is not what you're here for. Understanding the ego is the gateway into your intuition. Because we're always taught to fight against something about ourselves. This part is bad. That part is good. Like this, the concept. But when we look at ourselves as fully and wholly and say, wait a minute, maybe the ego is something to be listened to. That is whatever I'm fearing or obsessing about or worrying about is what I'm actually here to accomplish or heal. So that was kind of where I was like, oh, and then when that light bulb went off, it was like, all of it started to make sense. My intuition, like I was able to control better, getting like it was incredible. It's like when I understood my ego voice and what it was saying, I did the opposite of that. Intuitively, I was in alignment. So that's why I'm like, you guys have, I'm sure I've talked about my audios. It's like I'm such an advocate about and understanding the ego voice to gateway into your intuition, because they really go hand in hand. The key is that we're all intuitive and we get the messages, but that ego voice comes directly second within milliseconds and says, no, you can't, or oh, you're better than, or oh, you're less than, or whatever. And then it trips you up. And then it's like, you don't know what to do. And then you get worrying about something. It's like, so, but you have to first initially trust that part. And then the ego has a comment. You just say, okay, thank you for letting me know what that is, and do the complete opposite of what the ego is doing. Then you're right on track. So it's totally got a bad rap. It needs a new publicist, hands down. Poor ego is like, the key is, it's like, it's just a risk management person that lives inside you that panics, that has no regulation, that is always like popping Xanax and is like trying to numb themselves out, But all you need to do is say, oh, okay, I'm afraid of this. That's okay. We can work through this. Or I'm nervous about this. Or I dislike that. Or I like that. Like, it's just learning it in a different way. And then you're able to, sorry, there goes my little fur baby over there. Able to go into this place of going, oh my God, the more that I understand my intuitive, like my ego voice, the more my intuition is stronger. I just don't take my ego's advice. I do the opposite of that. So
That's so
those are
interesting.
the things I had to study as an example or get into to understand. But this was kind of a new thing. Like when it popped in, a lot of people were like, no, that can't be. I was like, I'm like, I think we're on, I think I'm like, this message came so clear. I think we're like, I think we all have a divine team, a spiritual entourage that hangs around us, right? I said, we're onto something. Like, there's something that is holding us back. And I feel it's not understanding what the ego's role really is, right? And there's ego in the id, like Sigmund Freud talked about it. But really, when we get deeper into what it is, it really is the freedom into understanding the true power of our intuitive place. It's just the intuitive voice was so low. It's like, hi, I'm here. And the ego's like, rah, you know, so we have to balance it out. So that's what I do. I don't teach people to rid it. I teach it to balance it so that they live in more of a place of intuitive centeredness. And that way, we hear intuition better. We trust our spidey sense, psychics. Like, we all have these like things we don't quite can understand or explain, but we're all experiencing it. And I think it's time that we talk about it in a normalcy way. It doesn't have to be so wooey. It's like it happens every day. It's just it's become misunderstood. So there's been too many stories that are flying around about it that are either over exaggerated or, you know, to be fear based or what have you.
Yeah. How do you, or like, what are some ways that you can balance it out? Like through meditation or through other.
I do. You can do simply as like one of the affirmations I have people do all the time is today I come from my higher self and I balance my ego. And then take three deep breaths. And then today I come from my higher self and I balance my ego. And then you take three more deep breaths. And I get people to look in the mirror and do it, like, because the like to look at yourself while you're doing it. And the reason for that is because there's an energy that comes with that. Your ego right away when you say that, your ego's like, nice try. No. It like fights it, right? So the reason I do it 7 times, it's like I'm like, say it again, take three deep breaths, say it again, do it at this. You will literally feel a shift in this place. It's where your belly button is, where your solar plexus is. It just like locks and it accepts what it is. So it's just pushing through that threshold. So it's acceptance of what it is. But when we get to that place, we open up. The affirmations work incredible with balancing it out. So it's not ridding it, we're balancing it out. Because we don't want to, the ego's not a bad thing. Like, we wouldn't have sports. We wouldn't have, it's just totally, it's misunderstood. And we've blown it out to be way more than was ever intended to be. It was merely just meant to give us the opposite of what we are, to remember what we are. But because we have free will, we've expanded it to something that's like, you know, this big monster when really it just wants to be like a furry kitten. You know, like it doesn't care if you take its advice, it just wants to be heard. Makes sense, right? Like, I think everybody can relate to that. It's like we just want our fears to be heard. We just want to know it's acknowledged, but it doesn't care if we agree with it. It just wants acknowledgement. Oh, I see you. It's okay. Everything's gonna be okay. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, like that's but that part of us, we have this shun. We shun it and it becomes stronger. And then that's what gets us in drama places, arguments with people. Like it's really about understanding what its role is, and it really creates more peace in people's lives and opens up to our intuition and our gateway and our connection to us being, you know, connected with loved ones and ancestors and everything is across. We are so much more than our bodies.
I'm curious if you have a good example of like you kind of having a moment where your ego is coming through and you're able to like do exactly what you're saying and balance it out. Like just for like people to have like a more like concrete idea of what that even looks like.
Sure. I can tell a really kind of fun story and funny story. I don't know. I can't remember if I told it on Charlotte's, but this one's kind of fun. So when I first opened up my office, like all those years ago, long, long, long time ago, in Ottawa, Ontario. So I am Canadian, eh? So, and I do live in Canada, which most people do. People think I spend a lot of time in California, but I do live in Canada. One of the first, like I had, like when I was publicly like and saying, okay, I'm gonna do sessions. I hadn't been known with like friends and stuff, but I was like, okay, I'll open my doors to the public sort of thing. I had this one lady come in and she sat down and I had done a few readings. I think it was towards the end of my day. And she sat down and, you know, she had her jacket on and or whatever. And I remember thinking and sitting there and I don't remember readings, but this one stuck out because I had to laugh about it later because I really struggled it. And she sat down and I got nothing. Nothing. And then all of a sudden I'm just breathing. I was like, okay, why am I not receiving anything? Like, what's going on? And when I opened my eyes, this is gonna get a little graphic. We might have to put a little warning on this, okay? And I was struck, and then my ego was going at me. See, this is not for you. You've all made this all up in your head. Blah, 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 blah. Like went all right. So it was my ego was attacking me because I wasn't getting anything, right? So of course we attack ourselves. So I just breathed. Okay, that's fine. I'll just tell her, unfortunately, I can't do this for her, and I'll, make sure that she gets her money back or whatever it was. So I opened my eyes, and then literally right beside her head, there was this, this is gonna be funny, picture of a breast, like a boob. Okay. And I was just like, oh my God, I've lost it. I've completely lost it. Like how, what am I? And this voice was like, just trust, say it. And then this other voice was like, no, you're great. Like you've lost, like whatever. So I say to her, I was like, and I struggled with it. I was like, I got nothing to lose at the point. End of the day, it is what it is. Like, what can you do? So I said, I just have to tell you, and I'm not getting anything, but what I am getting right away is this breast. Like, then she just burst out laughing. Burst out laughing. And she goes, I just got a boob job. And then
That's
like
so
opened up.
funny.
And then I think it's just, and I don't remember the rest of the reading, but it went like she had been a now client for like forever. But it was just in that moment, like again, like a funny example, but a true example of like how life is so like we have free will, but read the fine print, or like there's no such thing as a coincidence. That was really about me trusting myself, right? And trusting that whatever came through is whatever didn't make any sense to me, it wasn't for me to think, judge. You know, I just had to let myself be the vessel. And whatever need to come out, obviously stay kind in everything you say. There's a way to say things. I mean, you know, so I'm not going to be using profanity. I'm not going to, you know, or, you know, there, and even if it doesn't feel good, there's a way to say something, right? But it's how we like it, just to trust that comes through, that it's going to make sense to the other person. So there's a perfect example of the difference between an ego and a higher self.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
I
Like,
love
who would
that
have thought?
example.
Right? Like, and then it was like, what do
Yeah.
you do with that? You know, and but made sense, and we laughed, and then it was like, ah, and then it relaxed everything, and I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, I was obviously tired by the end of the day, but it was that point where I think it was a bit of my own little test to trust who I was, and I think it needed to happen for me to go, okay, Terry, you're gonna do this. You better step fully into this, you know, and really accept who you are, right? And that was it. It's like I worked so hard to go accept, even though I didn't want to accept, and then I did accept, and then that was also part of the process of me really having to understand the bigger scheme of what this is all about.
On that same topic of like seeing something and then like being afraid or like not sure if you should say it and then just trusting yourself and saying it. I'm curious if when you're reading someone, if there's ever like information that comes through that you think someone isn't meant to hear yet.
There's yes and a no. So I know it kind of sounds like I'm contradicting the situation or what I'm saying is there's yes and no. I always feel like there's a way to say something with bedside manner. That's typical Canadian, the way. You know, there's always a way to say something that is proactive. So if I, and it's my karma too, you know, so I feel like if I'm receiving something that I'm holding back, I'm gonna be up at 3 o'clock in the morning with them being like, you better tell them. You better make it. And I was like, so they're coming to me, and same with their divine, like all, like I literally do what I'm told. That's basically what it is. Like I always say, like, this is not glitzy glammy. Like I just literally let myself be a vessel to whatever comes through. And I just have to trust that and make sure that it makes sense to the other person I'm sharing that with, right? Or communicating in a way that makes sense, be it language, because that's also sometimes very interesting. You know, like if it's French, if it's English, if it's, you know, like there's all, I get all walks of life from all over the world, right? For as long as I've been around in that sort of sense. So that's my job is to just be, to relay that appropriately. But yeah, like I don't think I've ever been in a place that, in that example where I could hold back, but that's only going to be a detriment to me because I'll be, you know, having to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning emailing them saying, oh, I didn't tell you this, and they're haunting me about it. So I have to tell
They're
you
haunting you
know?
about
Yeah. So
it.
sometimes I find they, or, you know, can be very direct, like, do, you know, thoughts. So I kind of knowing humans and energy and being in a body myself, you know, it's like knowing there's a way to say something and how to say it and make sure that there's a way to be proactive about it.
Was thinking about this a lot after I got a reading with you, and just in general, because I have like friends who are psychic, so I feel like
Yeah.
often if I'm like confused or conflicted about something, I go to a psychic and I'm like, I get a reading, and I'm sometimes like, am I meant to have them like tell me this? You know what I mean? More in the sense of like if I know that like I'm gonna date one person later, like should I know that now? Because then I won't be invested in this current relationship, or like just that's like an example. But I always wonder about that, and I'm curious if you have a perspective on it.
Sure. Yeah. I think that's a good question. A great question. You know, there's been a couple times where like, when I teach other intuitives, so on top of that, so I've got my courses, I teach people how to do them accurately and how to like be with your ego, but not let your ego involve it. Right. So, and again, every session is different. Everybody's unique. There's no one in the world like you in this moment that is, you know, like your purpose and, you know, Samira's purpose, like everybody's different and how, what are, so every reading and session should be different for everybody or whatever you want to call them, reading sessions or experiences. I would say whatever comes through, I think the best intentions are there. The one thing I would like, now I can't speak for other people. I can speak for people that I've trained and worked for, but people that I can't speak to that. And I know people's intentions are in place. think the only thing I would ask people to is watch out for other people making personal comments or putting personal twists on it. Biggest part I would want to stress is that really know where you're getting your source. Like, I'm big against Ouija boards, huge against them. Okay. Because that lets everybody and their parade in, right? So it can't be regulated. So that's what concerns me with certain tools that to understand that when you open up portals or you go to certain people, it's like sometimes people's best intentions are there, but that may not be what plays out. So if that person hasn't created a sacred space or they've, you know, like that's very important. Like before I do sessions, I'm in a total zone. Like I go through, I do all my like do clearings. I do everything to make sure that I'm completely in the zone of what I need to be the best clear channel or vessel for what needs to happen in that moment. Be it if I'm working on a missing persons case or you know, or working in, you know, unfortunately in life, death and like those sort of things, like that's it's important. It's very serious. And I think sometimes it's seen as a game and it's very serious stuff.
Yeah. Well,
You
I
know?
think the thing, the like piece of it that I wonder about the most, and I also that like is also really interesting. And I feel like this did happen in our in our reading where
Yeah, go
I
for it.
was like asking about like, oh, like who am I gonna get married to? Like, and then you like kind of describe the person, and then I was like, should I know this right now? 'Cause is it gonna like make me obsess over finding that person? You know what I mean? Like, and that's something that I find like interesting. Like, I just like guess like psychologically for people who get readings, is it like do you
They
think it's
hang
ever
on to it.
like, yeah, or like
Yeah.
messes with your fate almost? Like, do you think that that ever
Oh, I see.
happens?
I think what I would like, it's funny, even talk about this with my best friend, which is funny because she'll like, we'll talk about those things. And I always say to her, I'm like, don't hang on to every word, you know? You know, like, because like sometimes like things will come through where it's like, you know, you see the picture. So for example, I think, can it screw up somebody's fate? No. Whatever's meant to be, honey, will be. So you can't like you can't miss the boat. The boat keeps coming back around till you get on the boat. The only thing is it could make somebody nervous. And like I would say before anybody gets a session or, you know, plays with cards or we like again, I don't advise it. Okay. I'm all about oracle cards and those sort of things, but like again, I don't use them in my sessions, but if people use them on themselves, please be open-minded in the fact that you take this stuff and say, oh, that's an interesting information. I'm gonna write that down, I'm gonna put that away and I'm going to put that in the pocket and I'm going to see or put it in the drawer and then a year from now I'm going to pull it out and I'm going to see what's transpired. That's how I suggest it to people because that's how you go, I'm going to continue living my life and let life happen because whatever is going to happen that you're supposed to be, like people are fate, everything else is the backdrop. So the people that you're meant to meet, there's certain purpose, like every single soul has its purpose here or why they're here, you know, for if it's a minute or if it's 120 years, whatever that is, and you know, animals, all that sort of stuff. So there's purpose. So I feel like, yeah, like astrology, and I would say, like, I'm all for it. And there's like, we're science, we come from the stars, like, there's a beauty in that. We're very, like, we're spiritual beings. But I will say, like, I think some people, like you said, you know, either get anxiety about it or then fear of like, well, now I got to break up with that person because they don't have blonde hair, you know? Like, but I think it's like your own soul will know. Like, and I think it's like take this as guidance for when you need it and pull that out when you need to look at it, right? Or re-listen to what that is. So that's what I would say is that let things unfold and go back and look later. Or when you're feeling times of angst, go back and listen or go back and look at the people and then it will go, oh, okay, I need to redirect myself. Okay. But it's not all, again, not all. I really want people to vet who they're letting read them. Or I think that's really important. Just like you would vet before you get a surgeon, before, you know, you would like, I'm not just be like, oh, that guy over there. Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. You know, it's like, oh, you've been in school for 2 years. Okay. Great. You know, like not saying that again. I think it's so important, just like anything in life, like make sure you know what you're going to and who you're going to and what their background is. Like, it's just, you got to vet what, who you're going to see. Now, if you have a bunch of friends around and somebody pulls out a tarot deck, I'm like, yeah, make sure it's clear.
You froze. Okay, you're
No.
back. They
Wait.
stopped it. They
Yeah.
were like, too much
They were like,
energy.
too much
Yeah, they're
going
like,
on. too much going on, too much going on. Oh, good. Yes, that does happen. So funny. I'll be on sessions and literally it will drop out or the phone call will just stop and they're like, oh, hi, me again. You know, we'll just, that's, but yeah, so like it's about creating sacred space, right? Like if you're gonna, you know, get a deck and do something with friends, like I always say, use oracle, angel oracles. You know, you could do the old fashioned tarot. Please just don't do Ouija's. Please don't do Ouija's. I think that's fun, but also again, it's something that can be used, but it's a tool, but there needs to be respect,
Yeah.
right? And to know that it can be dangerous if not used appropriately and not properly. Just like anything could be used for good or bad, honey, and you just don't know what you're getting when you're not doing it appropriately. Again, there's always a place to start and practice. So when I teach people on how to get through to do it, I make sure that they can't see the person that they're doing the session for. They have to do it by phone so that they can't read the person's facial expressions. They have to completely trust what's coming through. So it's like, I
That's
don't want them
interesting.
sitting in front. I want, because that's the way to appropriately do it. You have to completely let yourself be the vessel. So yeah, it's the only way. It's almost like trial by fire. That's how I was taught. It was just like, through it, let's do it. And it was like, but it was what you needed to do. And that's the way on, that's how we learn, like on how to understand and how to control. It was like, you have to be completely almost like putting a blindfolding on and just trust what's coming through.
You mentioned us all having individual purposes and how everyone's is different. And I'm curious if you think that there's a general kind of background reason as to why we're all here or what we're all meant to be doing with each other. Like if that's like learning or just connecting and loving each other. Like I'm curious if you have a take on
I love
that.
that. I love that. Yeah. I mean, I have my personal views, or what I speak for only my own experiences, or maybe through experiences of people that I'm obviously have known with, grown with, have crossed over. My mentors crossed over. And just I can speak for my situation, but it's interesting. There was this one book that would describe it. If I can share this, because people are listening, I would recommend it to anybody. But it's funny because as a kid, I always felt that I never understood why people were mean to each other. Because I was like, why can't everybody just get along? Why can't we all just find solutions? Why can't we all just find this? It's okay to have disagree to like agree to disagree. It's like, so I think that the purpose for us is to come here to learn. And I think we're here to grow. And I think it's what we call soul's progression, is that we're all love. And then we come here and we learn, well, what's the opposite of that? To truly remember what I am, I must learn or know what the opposite is to come to that place to understand it. And I think the only thing that's out there that right now that really simplifies or talks about it without us talking about it, or I mean talking about it like in other ways, is there was this children's picture book, and it's actually a parable of I think it was called Parable, but of Neil Donald Walsh's book, Conversations with God. And it's called The Little Soul in the Sun. And it's beautiful. It's my top, like when you talk about your top five books, that's like number one or two. The Shack's on there too, if you have a chance to read The Shack. It's excellent. Paints it with pictures about this little light that comes into this little light that's with God, divine Buddha, all of them, like all the same. Octavia Spencer from The Shack, she plays that. She plays God in the movie The Shack, which is excellent, by the way. Everybody needs to watch the movie. It's so good. It's very, by the way, have tissues because it's very moving. It's
I'm
scary
writing
and
this,
crying, and
writing it down.
intense. It's an intense, but it really shows what can happen in life. Anyhow, it goes into talking about how we're all these little lights or all these little stars, and that we get excited to come to Earth and we choose to come to Earth. And this, big energy says, oh, well, you really don't have to. You're like, no, I want to come here. I want to learn. He's like, well, what do you want to learn? It's like, I want to learn forgiveness. Okay. So then they put these two little lights together, and the little light, and I'm just doing a quick Coles note. So the other little light goes to the other light, like, oh, I'm gonna go to Earth. And he says, I'm so am I. I'm so excited. Well, will you teach me forgiveness? Yes, of course I'll teach you forgiveness. And then all of a sudden, you flip through the pages, the other little soul goes dark, 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 dark. And he's like, will you remember you asked me to teach you forgiveness? Yes, I'll remember, I'll remember. And the light gets all excited, but were you gonna remember that I love you and that I might do things that are gonna hurt you? It's like, will you remember that I'm here to teach you what you're asking me to do? So anyway, so it goes on, the book goes, yes, and then they get born. So it's just a metaphor, but you'll have
That's
your own
really pretty
experience
sweet,
when you read it. It's like, where there's dark, there's light, where there's light, there's dark. It's like I always say, when we look at the when it's so dark outside, I see the stars. Like, I think sometimes through our darkest moments we see our light. And I think that's what we're here to do, is like really kind of know what the opposite is, to remember who we are and how that we're all love. To really know that about ourselves, I think we do need to experience things that are not, so that we can remember that and be that inspiration and shine that love and shine light back to it. So, but yeah, I think every minute, even if that soul is here for a minute, it has a ripple effect, has a purpose. And it may not make sense right away, but over time, it's interesting how things all collide. Nothing is a coincidence. That is for sure. Yeah.
That's really sweet. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's really
You're welcome.
pretty. Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of, and there's another one that's I think there's a prequel to it. I'm pretty sure it's been a long time. I think I'm pointing because I'm thinking of my daughter's bedroom because I have those books for her. There's a prequel to
Oh.
it, The Little Soul in the Earth. So
Oh.
it goes in. But again, yes, it talks about God. It's like just think of it as a bigger God, Buddha, Allah. Like I said, it's
Yeah.
all the same, but the premise of it makes it's the most simplest, most impactful way of really understanding why we're here. And that's what, and I was little, that's what the experiences I had, but I loved how it was done and it had pictures, even
Yeah.
better. So.
Just wanted to ask. I know this is like a very, this is like your personal take on it, but I am curious, like, because you have connected with people who have crossed over and you do a lot of work as a medium, just what like your personal take is on what you think happens when we die and the concept of multiple lives and reincarnation, and if you have like just kind of what your perspective is on that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. We have been many, many things. As we say in Canada, it's not our first rodeo, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was the Old Testament or New Testament. So I studied theology and pastoral counseling and a lot of religions, but in my background, because I was fascinated with religion, brought up as a Protestant, I was brought up as a Christian, and I believe Jesus is an amazing, incredible like being when he was. I also think that Gandhi was. I also think that Mother Teresa was. I think that, we're all connected and we all have the source to talk, to connect. We're made in the likeness of God. Therefore, we can all connect to the same place, right? God, Buddha, Allah, it's like I said, all the same, but it's just my programming. I continue just to call it God because it's just the way it was.
Yeah.
But God's many things. It's a her, it's a him, it's a they, it's an everything, right? So,
Yeah, that's what my mom always says.
oh yeah, like it's an everything. It's an energy. It's a scientist. It's everything. And our brains don't quite conceive it in these bodies, the power of what it is. But speaking of your mom, it's funny because I think they just said, is your mom's name Lakshmi?
Yeah.
Okay, because they said Lakshmi and they giggled. There's somebody,
Oh.
what is the N Nara? Nara? Somebody crossed the N name. Either Nara.
Nymisha.
Not me, yeah, like, and I'm not know if I'm saying it right, but there's an N name and there's an S name that's crossed that
Wait,
hangs
but she's
around.
not crossed, Samira. She's alive.
No, the mom's
Oh.
here. Mom's here.
Oh, but Nymisha. Oh, that's
Someone
kind
that's
of.
crossed, and it
Yeah.
starts with it's funny because they're gonna spell it out to me. Somebody that's connected to Lakshmi. That's so funny because that's a Lakshmi and Ganesh. I know it's funny, but it's
Yeah,
like,
it's a
does that
goddess
make sense?
name.
Yeah, there's
Yeah.
gotta be. And there's a ram, somebody that's connected to Lakshmi that's passed,
Yeah.
but not the goddess. But
Yeah.
and your mom is a goddess, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, she's gonna be just fine. Okay, so just don't worry about that.
That
And the next thing, I know she's got a long road of some healing, but she's gonna
like
be okay.
Yeah.
And there's Rama, Ram, Ram, Ramsheth, Ramsheth.
Ramesh, yeah.
There. Okay, again, the
Yes.
language sometimes could be difficult for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang, guys, that made me cry.
Oh. She's gonna be okay. I know she's struggling, but the treatments are
Yeah.
gonna work, honey. Okay, so she's got to take good care of herself, and she just needs to rebuild. Okay, but she's
Yeah.
gonna be just fine. She's a very connected and soulful woman. So, send her my love.
Thank
I
you
know
for
I've not met
saying
her,
that.
but just tell her she's very loved from the other side. But there's an N and an S that hang around that's connected, and that's feel like on your energy. And then when I'm around Brittany's, like I feel like there's ED, Ed.
Oh, yes. I think there's an Edward or something.
Yeah, that is connected to you. That like a guide or whatever that hangs around, and because they keep showing me ED, ED over and over and over again. Okay. Anyway, not that that matters, but just to give you an example of kind of what's going on. But also that when they speak about you, they speak about you because you're very your brain is very. I love it because you're very right brain and left brain, and like both I can like both are kind of coming together. But it's like you have this deep spiritual connection, but you're also really trying to practice to be practical about it. But that's where with you, we have to kind of let go and let God. Like you have to learn to just kind of like trust the process.
For Brittany or
Yeah, for
oh I thought
Brittany.
that was okay
Yeah.
for
Yeah.
me
Yeah.
yeah
There's
oh
things she
okay
just
I
has
didn't
to learn
realize
to trust the process. And I was like,
yeah
okay, yeah.
that's definitely true
Yeah.
yeah
And then I like with Samira, like I feel like you're more like, you trust things. But that's what I love, the balance. Like I can see the two of you. You're so you birth you're you complement each other beautifully because you both are, how can I say this? You're so opposite, but opposites attract.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
like, and
so
there's just a
sweet.
beauty with that. But anyway, they did want to say something about your mom, by the way. And then also, Brittany, with you, they did talk about something with do with schooling and finishing something out, and you're going to be just anyway.
Wait,
You're on.
what with schooling?
Yeah, there's something to do with some sort of study that you've been interested in, or something you've been thinking about that you're not quite done just yet. And there's something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay,
Anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll
Whoa.
come to that. I'm sure you'll call me, but we can edit this part out later, and you can put in the other.
Okay.
Yeah,
All
because
right.
but they're yeah, because now they're like, oh, blah, 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 we gotta talk about what's going on with these girls. They're letting us talk about spiritual stuff, and then they
Can I
want to be
ask one
like,
question
yeah,
that I
go
was
ahead.
gonna ask before? I didn't know if you like wanted to like say anything that was like related, like spiritually related, because I just had like a question about something that I'm trying to decide about that came up literally right before this call. I like got invited to this like reading thing in New York, so I'm like trying to figure out if I should go tonight because it's like
Like a
this new
literary
thing.
degree. I
What?
got a yes.
I should
Yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
This is
you.
something you're supposed to study. Like, and I think this is a key, like, linked into that. Because they kept saying there's something more that she's here to study about trusting the process. This is it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because I'm like, they're like, there's more for her to study or something, some sort of education. And I feel like this is it. Okay. So it's interesting. Like, I feel like you're going through, Brittany's going through this sort of transformational time. And Samir, I think you're going through like a healing time. And that's, but
Aww.
again, this like, burp, like, complimenting what you both can lean on each other. I think it's
Oh,
beautiful.
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you
That's
can take
really
this personal
sweet.
stuff out. Like,
Yeah.
obviously,
Oh,
more
yeah.
spiritual stuff.
But
You guys can just be like, we'll edit that over there for us.
yeah.
Or, like, whatever
No.
you want
I
to do,
don't
keep it
mind
in.
keeping it in,
I
but
don't mind
it's up to you.
either.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
Thank you
no,
for
I.
saying that about my mom also. That like
Yeah.
made
Yeah.
me, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, of course. No, they were very clear that they wanted to let you know about that. So she's just in the healing process. She's doing the right treatments. It is sometimes it isn't about treatment, but in this situation it is. And she's going to be all right. She's got some healing ahead of her for sure.
Just one
Go.
other question really
Yeah.
quickly, just about like psychic stuff, online stuff. I do want to like ask you really quickly before you get off. Like how you feel the online space could ideally improve our ability to be connected with each other, and if you think it's helping us understand each other more, because I know there's just like so much information online. And I feel like you probably have a really good perspective on this, just from like, I don't know, just like if the point is to learn and like connect with each other and stuff, do you feel like how do you feel like we can use the internet to do that?
I love anything that's community based, right? Like, I love that we're connecting and we're learning and we're sharing information. But this is where I want people to trust their intuition. That just because information is coming towards you doesn't mean that that's for you. Okay. So with the internet, as you know, it's like there's so much information. So I feel like we need to, again, vet through our soul, say, how does this sit with me? Is this a truth that I want to adopt or disagree with? Like, be it politically, spiritually, like everything. So I think it's a very amazing place. I'm all about technology, even though I'm like totally not technology savvy at all. I couldn't, I'm like, don't let me lose. I wouldn't know what to do. Right. But I will say, anything, it's got to be vetted. Yeah, just like anything. I think sometimes there's things that aren't for the best. Listen, I think the biggest thing is intuition could be used for good, honey, and it can be used for not either. So I
Yeah.
think that's really important.
Like in the sense of like people kind of tricking you a bit.
Manipulating. Yeah.
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 And you have to ask yourself, why is this person doing this? What is their what why? I would say in the last 10 years, it has boomed, right? Like, it was not something you heard about, right? And I'm loving it. However, not everybody is in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And we'll slowly come out of it because, but I do encourage people to trust their intuition, but not it's not like but is everybody out to be reading everybody? Like, not necessarily. Again, I teach people, you're your own oracle. You don't need tools. Tools are something you can use for yourself. Like, it's like, that's a second thought. So if a person is struggling like that, like, start with your basics, go into that. I love a community base. I love that people are sharing information. I love that. But of course, like with anything, it needs to be vetted.
Do you
Yes.
think the people doing that more so it's like being controlled by ego almost? Like, is that, do you think that's why people end up going down that path, or what do you think it is?
I think people's intentions are in the right place. I think sometimes people want to be special, and there's nothing special about it. That's why I tell people all the time is like, it's not like we're all dialed into the same place. It's like when we
Yeah.
accept that we're all gifted, like everybody's a piece of the puzzle and we bring it together. So I have a hard time with people thinking when something's better or they're wiser or smarter than somebody else is like big red flag right there. Like, I'm the first
Yeah.
person to say I'm a humble student just like everybody else. And
Yeah.
I've learned, but my job is to teach and learn and stay humble in that. And I receive messages, but I'm going to encourage everybody around me and the people that I'm to do this on their own. Be like, okay, now I'm going to send you with homework. I want you to do this. I want you to. So that is my job, right? Like I'm making sure people are empowered by it, not like I'm holding the keys, because that's not really being spiritual, right? The world doesn't need another guru in the stage. What the world needs is how to help each other. How do we help each other be the best version of ourselves? How do we help each other understand our intuition? How do we help each other? Okay. So I think if anybody is out there public, it's like in sharing their knowledge and helping people, I'm like, yes, I'm all for it. But if it's all like, look how great I am, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. No, that
You
makes a lot
know,
of
like,
sense.
so that's where I was like, but that's in anything too, right? But I do think there's so many amazing, incredible people who are dialed in, that are doing amazing things and helping people. And like, it's great. I love it. But of course, there's always going to be ones that are in it for other reasons. But, and some are like really good too. But just, you know, I don't know. If you're not a team player, it concerns me a bit. If you're not encouraging other people to
For
learn
sure.
on themselves, that's me. That's what I would say. It's like, yeah, I'm not sure this is for you.
I like resonate a lot with what you're saying about like just the world being a better place if we all dialed more
For
into our
sure.
intuition. 'Cause I feel like every answer that you like read or like explore in a podcast or whatever, like what people talk about, it feels like everyone comes back to the same idea of like we just have to like have a little bit of a rise in consciousness if we want our world to be happier.
And understand that internal dialogue, right? Our intuition and ego, and how we engage with somebody. And like, for example, there's three of us on the call, but really there's like six of us. So there's us and our egos, plus the divine team. That's like, and then we're adding another 10, plus.
It's a
If we can,
party.
it's a party, yeah. And if we can really understand our intuition and our ego and what those roles are, and be able to talk over the fence and not rip it down, and find, you know, beauty in the differences and the common, like everything. It's like, it would just, if we could talk to each other with love and kindness and understanding and empathy and all those things, my God, what a world, you know? So the interesting thing is, like, the ego is so funny this way that it wants to be so different, but then it wants to belong. Okay. Right. Like, I mean, so that's where we really understand that it's never really about that. And when we feel insecure, we feel sad, or we feel jealousy, it's like, that doesn't mean that's your truth. It's just a fleeting emotion. So it's like, you can choose, you can't control what goes in. You can control what goes out. Right. So when we are taught how to emotionally understand who we are, spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, intuitively, my God, we're a better place. Like, I'm an advocate for teaching kids in schools at a young, it's like, what an ego is, what your intuition is, what those little voices are. Like, we would just have a happier world. But we're taught, like, shut it down, don't show emotion, dude. Like, and there's an unhealthiness going around for sure. But again, we're fighting the good fight, and we're spreading love. That's what we're trying to do, and getting people to embrace their intuition and understand and accept their ego. Just don't take its advice. Do the
No, I think
opposite
it's
of what
getting
it tells you to
better.
do. It
I
is.
think
I
so too.
do.
I like feel
But
it.
I love the communities. I am for it. But I think, just like anything, you just gotta vet it a little bit.
Well, thank you
Anyway,
so much.
thank you. Well, thank you
Thank
for having
you.
me. Big hugs to you both, and sending so much love to both your ways. And you know where to find me when you need me, okay?
Yes, we just
We
have
are
one last
ready.
thing.
Yes,
We have one
go
thing
ahead.
we have all
Sorry.
our guests do. If you
Yes.
can just, I put it in the chat. We just are requesting this like guy to come on the podcast. He's like an internet guy. It's like our bit that we have. Yeah, we just have everyone read it out loud.
What is it? Sorry, I'm not going to open it up, honey. I, Tara Taylor, hereby request Josh Obule. Am I saying that right? Okay.
Perfect.
For a collaboration with the Internet is Dead podcast. Please, Josh, be our guest on the podcast. We miss you. They miss you. Well, Josh, come on. You need to get on this. They really want you on there. For
It's
whatever
obvious.
reason, they need you on there. Well, good luck with Josh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
Thank you
thank
for
you so
sharing
much
all your
for,
knowledge and
yeah,
like
thanks
just
for what
like
you said.
spreading it and teaching. Like, it
Oh,
just
that's
really
so
means a
sweet.
lot.
I
Well,
guess I'm getting a
honestly.
bus ticket to New York right now.
I would be, I just have a feeling like you're in absorbing mode, you're in study mode, you're in this, like, 'cause I just have this overwhelming sensation. Something's calling to you about wanting to, you're needing to go deeper, and I'm loving it for you, you know? And that's what it's mirror. I'm all like, no, I need you to stay put, and I need you to just heal, and I need you to eat, drink green tea, and I need you to just be like, you know, take care, radical self-love. And 'cause you're taking care, like, you have so much stuff that's going around. I just want you to do some cozy time for you. And then I went on a bus and going and learning.
Okay, thank you. All
Thank you. Have
right.
a
Big
wonderful
hugs.
rest of your
Virtual
day.
hugs. Thank you too. We'll be in touch. Okay. Bye.
Yes.